It's Monday, April 15th. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barry 360. Check is in the mail. May already be in your bank account if you have direct deposit. The first of this year's carbon rebate checks being released today. If you filed your 2023 taxes before March 15th. If you filed since then, you'll get the check May 15th. If you have yet to file, it'll come in June or July. In Ontario, a family four gets a quarterly payment of $280, which works out to $1,120 a year. University of Toronto studies found a quarter of deaths among those in their 20s and 30s in 2021 were due to opioids, 6,200 in all, double the number recorded in 2019. In Manitoba, the opioid deaths among 30-year-olds increased fivefold. G7 countries, Canada among them, have warned Iran's weekend attack on Israel marks a further step toward destabilization of the Middle East and risks provoking an uncontrollable regional escalation. Israel, with the help of allies, largely managed to thwart the barrage, which caused minimal damage. Jury selection begins this morning in the hush money election interference case against Donald Trump. He'll become the first former U.S. president to stand trial as a criminal defendant. The movie weapons supervisor facing up to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Western film Rust will be sentenced today. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was convicted in March on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors blamed her for unwittingly bringing live ammunition onto the set where it was expressly prohibited and for failing to follow basic gun safety protocols. Sunshine today, a few clouds here and there, high of 13. That's your kickstart for April 15th. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, people who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those who are doing it.